Record flooding in Thailand is set to worsen as massive volumes of water move from the north to the sea. More than 2.5 million people have now been affected and almost 250 killed by the flooding, which is said to be the worst in the country's modern history. Predicted high tides, along with more rain and swollen waterways, also mean Bangkok is now under threat. Southeast Asia correspondent Zoe Daniel reports.
In Nongthaburi, on the northern outskirts of Bangkok, the swollen Chao Phraya River is already overflowing. Just a little further north, temples, factories and homes are already underwater at the ancient city of Ayutthaya. Pulling up at the sodden pier, the ferry driver says it's just a matter of time before the situation worsens here too. I think so, because there's lots of water now which will come down. You should travel to Ayutthaya to check it out. I heard it's so flooded, he tells me. Food vendors at the ferry stop are working at stalls behind sandbags that are already barely keeping the water out. The selling's gone down. We can't sell outside. We'll have to stand in water and sell, says one woman. Next week will be critical for the capital. With the combination of more predicted rain, high tides and massive volumes of water flowing towards the sea. It's nearing the end of the wet season and flooding is to be expected here. But rainfall this year has been unusually high and the season long. Nearby, mountains of rubbish and plant material have washed up from the river outside a school, where teachers have moved furniture upstairs while students are on their midterm break. The water came fast, plus the water from the sea is high, and if it's raining like this, the water will automatically come, says teacher Visut Long Soombun. Ask if I'm scared, yes I am, but we keep watching all the time. Even when it's a holiday, there'll be teachers watching all the time. These children look like having an extended break. 58 of Thailand's 77 provinces have been affected by this season's flooding, which is the worst in recent memory. Hundreds of thousands of acres of rice have been inundated, the damage to industry overall around $1 billion. While those on the rural outskirts want Bangkok to open its floodgates to clear their land, authorities are hoping they can protect the city with gates, pumps and a 2.5-metre flood wall. But on the banks of the Chao Phraya at Nongthaburi, 15-year-old Sarada Pumpayong sits on a doorstep watching the river inching upwards. The path outside her home is already covered. I moved stuff to higher places, she says. I put them in boxes and put the boxes on top of each other. It'll be another sleepless night tonight. In Bangkok, this is Zoe Daniel for Saturday AM.